In the age of cell phones, it's possible to keep your phone number even when you move to a city and a new area code, and many people choose to do this. Some for sentimental reasons, some for more practical reasons. What that means is, let's say you've got a 312, Chicago, but you move to 202, Washington, D.C., everyone you give your number to knows a little something about you. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He's been thinking about this. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Jeremy.
And I know, because I have your cell phone number, that it does not currently match the city you live in, which is New York.
That's right. My area code is 703 because I'm from Northern Virginia, and I still have the same number that I got when I was put on my family plan some 15 years ago. So, to answer the question with extreme literalness, my area code is just a fact of my coming from McLean, Virginia. But it's kind of neat because area codes are a little bit like hometown souvenirs. They're artifacts of our past, especially in a city like New York or maybe Boston, Los Angeles, D.C., where you have a lot of young people moving there to start their careers. They are bringing their hometown code with them. In a place like Arizona or Florida, too, where you have older people moving there to retire, they're bringing their zip codes there. So the zip codes in our phone number are little codes of provenance that we take with us when we move, and I think that's kind of neat.
A little mystique. I mean, I have a 617, but not because I'm in Boston now, but because I got it when I was in college in Boston. Then I moved to New York and D.C. and L.A., and all along the way, I had a 617. Everybody knew there was some, and now they all just think I've lived here my whole life.
Right. That's typically the thing. It's either this is your hometown, or it's where you got a particular cell phone plan when you were in college. So one or the other. It tells you something about your resume and where you're from.
What are some of the reasons people decide to keep their old phone numbers when they move to a new state or a new city? It used to be, back in the, I guess, the earlier days of cell phones, that you actually had to get a new one. When you would get a new plan, if you would be in a different place, you would have to get a new one. Now people are able to keep them. Is it just about convenience? They don't want to change their phone numbers every business they're associated with?
I do think it's almost entirely about convenience. Mm-hmm. I would love to wax poetic about how zip codes are little bits of hometown DNA, but the fact is that most people keep their old phone number because changing it is such a huge pain. It's extra work for you. It's extra work for the people that you know. You got to email your contacts and update them in the new phone number. I mean, you know, who needs one more hassle in life? But I think it's also important to point out that phone numbers just aren't as important as they used to
right.
be. There are just more ways to reach people. So, you know, Jeremy, if you're in New York and you want to meet for coffee or a drink, you can call me, but that would actually be a little bit weird. I might think there's some sort of emergency with the segment we're about to do. You probably won't call. You'll email. You have the option to reach out on Facebook Messenger or WhatsApp. You could DM me on Twitter because we follow each other. Or you could do the totally normal thing and text me. And there, I imagine you'll search for my name under D-E-R, not 703.
Mm-hmm.
And so this gets to the last irony of phone numbers, which is that in this era of text and saved names, we don't have to remember numbers the way we used to. I mean, I had dated my girlfriend, I think, for 2 years before I was forced to memorize her phone number. It wasn't because we weren't talking every single day multiple times a day. There was just less of a need because I would just type in her name to text her, and the phone number just wasn't an essential thing to remember.
Which brings me to another really weird part of this. Because that you're right, a phone number doesn't matter as much as it used to anymore. And yet, with all these scam calls, and I'm sure that our mm-hmm. listeners are all getting these scam calls all the time, it seems like the trick that they use is to get the number that they're calling from to be as close to your phone number, your actual phone number, as possible.
Yeah, it clicks back into this idea that in an age where you can always text to say something that is non-essential or non-emergency, there's a kind of assumption that a phone call out of the blue from someone that you know is rather an emergency, right? So I kid you not, as I was researching this article, I got a call from a 703 number. My number begins 703. That's Northern Virginia. I picked up the phone and the voice on the other end goes, this was 90 minutes ago, Hello. This is the dealer processing department. I'm calling about your vehicle's warranty. I don't own a vehicle, and I certainly don't have a warranty, so I knew it was fake. So through a tactic called ID spoofing, spammers can own several numbers. And what they do is, if I'm a spammer, I collect several numbers, and if I'm calling you, Jeremy, I'll use the 617 number that I own. But if I'm calling New York, I might use a 212 number and so forth. So we're more likely to pick up when we see an area code that we recognize. A part of that is familiarity bias. A part of that might be, oh, is it someone from my past trying to reach out to me for whatever reason? And so that is indeed how these scammers get us today.
I always get the call from my local carpet cleaner. That's what they say. I'm with your local carpet cleaner. Derek, one more thing here. The bigger picture here, zooming out, is that people actually aren't moving as much as they used to, right? Adults.
That's true. So between 1970 and the 2010s, the rate of Americans moving between state actually fell by half, fell by 50%. There's two reasons, an obvious reason and a weird answer. The obvious reason is that as housing prices increase, it makes it harder for middle-class families to move near to major metro areas. So they're more likely to stay home. The weird answer is that cities are becoming more similar than they used to be. It used to be that if you wanted a healthcare job, there was a certain city you might move to. If you wanted to work in commodities, you'd move to Chicago. But today, if you want to work retail, consulting, a healthcare job, you can do it anywhere. In economic ease, you would say the industrial mix of cities is more similar. And as a result, people are essentially saying, I can do basically whatever I want to do in my city, so I'm not moving. And as a result, mobility is in decline.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, thank you.
Thank you.